that's right. How you doing this afternoon? Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and we are here with Craig Crawley. He is running for District 6, Greenwood County Council seat. His opponent is Robbie Templeton. So Craig is a newbie to politics, and he's decided to stand up and challenge. How you doing today, Craig?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. Excellent. And, of course, where do you work? What do you do?
I work at Eaton Electrical out on Highway 72. I'm a senior analyst out there, so in finance. I basically, along with the rest of the team, we look at all the numbers in any possible way that you can ever imagine. We dream about numbers. We think about numbers all the time, and we try to just keep the business going in the right direction financially. So,
how is Eaton doing right now? They've had periods where they're up, they're down. Which are they in right now? An up?
Market
or
is flat right now.
Flat. Yeah.
So some segments are up, some segments are down. But for a company as a whole, we're pretty flat right now. Our stock prices. It did dip last year. It's back to in the low 60s, and it's kind of holding there right now.
That's good. So, holding is good.
Holding is good. That's very true.
And when you're looking at your job now, how long have you worked there?
I will have been out there 2 years next month. So, and then before that, I was at the hydraulics plant as an intern over there while I was finishing out at Lander.
So you're a Lander graduate.
Lander graduate, 2014.
What'd you graduate in?
Business administration, and I have an emphasis in accounting.
Okay. And are you going to school now?
I am going to school now. I am at Jacksonville State University. That is in Jacksonville, Alabama, not Florida.
Okay.
It's an online MBA program. The same accreditation I was looking for. Lander is AACSB accredited, which is we'll call it a top-tier accreditation for business schools all across the world. I believe it's the top 10% of business schools have that accreditation, and I was looking for that with online convenience because I am fairly busy at work. I do have a personal life as well as a life and a wife, and I just wanted to be able to further my education while still working and, you know, just enjoying life.
You know, you're pretty lucky as a young person to have a good paying job and everything, aren't you, in today's world?
I am very fortunate. I know some individuals that I graduated with that are unfortunately still looking for that career opportunity, not a job, but a career opportunity. So, yes, I'm very fortunate, very thankful for Eaton for the opportunity.
Sure. And, of course, Eaton has been here for years and years and years, so we're very fortunate to have Eaton here in Greenwood. But I am just very curious why how old are you?
I will be 25 this year, so I'm 24 currently. What in the world am I doing?
A young whippersnapper who's trying to decide to run for county council. What made you decide to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, it's a funny story. And if I tell this story, especially on the air, my wife is definitely never going to leave me at home again. I was watching TV one night, and on the TV show, there were some elections in there, some local.
What was the TV show?
Chicago Fire.
Right,
so hopefully
okay.
We got some Chicago Fire fans in the house. And one of the individuals, a firefighter, was running for alderman in Chicago. He won the election. Didn't think he was going to win, but he won the election. So that sparked my interest. Let's look at some local politics. Let's see who's on county council and city council, and let's see what's going on there.
Did you know who was on county council?
Didn't know who was on county council before I looked. If I wasn't running, I'd still be in the dark.
That's a shame, isn't it? Now, before we even get into your running, that's a shame that as a young person that you didn't know, but it's not unusual.
It is a shame. Now, it's also twofold. It's my fault for not looking, but it's also on the opposite end. Okay, I mean, where was the reach? You know, the just, hey, here's your county council. You get your little district thing when you register to vote. It's got all the information on there. It doesn't tell you who's in office because it changed too frequently. But can we say that county council we'll talk about county council specifically. Are they in the 21st century? Are they doing the part to reach out to our community? Hey, we have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's these things called live videos.
Yes, we did one the other day.
I saw that.
Yes.
Hopefully everyone else saw that. You can do a live video of county council meetings. My goodness, how many more people would be already 100% more knowledgeable about who was representing them up there on that council? And that is free. That is free.
Yeah.
Now, you need the camera, of course, right, to do it. But in the grand scheme of things, that is free. Doesn't cost a dime.
Doesn't cost a dime. So you're one of these millennials here that has ideas about how to bring technology into the world, huh?
That's right.
I thought I was telling a story for some reason. And then I got in your way here. So you were talking about you decided to find out who was on county council. You didn't know that?
That's right. I didn't know who it was. And then I looked and I figured out what district I was in. I looked at the map that's on the website, zoomed in because I had to find my street. And then I saw that he was coming up for election again this year. So I looked on, there's a website, it's SouthCarolinaVotes.org. I looked on there to see who all was running. Mm-hmm. And I saw one name. And I was like, this is a shame. This is not how politics should be. An election is when two people run against each other mm-hmm. to get the vote.
Right.
When you have one person, there's no election there. So that's not an election. So I was like, when this was the day before the last day to register to be on the ballot. So my wife came home later that evening and I said, hey, you know, I think I'm going to run for county council. And, you know, I explained the same thing that we just talked about. And she said, you've already made your decision, haven't you? And I was like, yeah. So she's been very supportive. So I appreciate that out of her. In my decision to run for it, but I wanted to give some competition, you know, at least, I don't want to say put the fear, but just that it's not a given at this point. An election is actually going to take place on June 14th this time for County Council District 6.
That's right.
So, and we're going to make the best of it. If things don't turn out great, we're going to have a great experience and we're going to enjoy getting to know all these new people. And then I will be much more informed now for next election.
So will this mean that if for some reason you didn't, that you would actually start showing up at county council? Have you been to county council meetings?
I have not been to county council meetings since the day I decided to run. So that goes again, you know, hey, you should reach out and you should get involved and you should look at your county council and attend these meetings. But regardless of the decision, I do plan to attend county council meetings, regardless of the outcome. Can I say that I will attend every one? No.
Probably not,
because I don't think our current council does either. But, you know, I'll attend as much as I can. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that should be a good thing. What do you think that you would bring to county council that the people that are on county council don't have? What is the thing that you would be able to bring?
I will be able to bring what they all had at one point, which they no longer can say they have.
What's that?
That is, we'll call it two different ways: lack of experience / a blank slate. Because once you've had experiences, you've gone through different trials, you've gone through different, you know, problem solving, you've been exposed to quite a few different things. As you've done that problem solving, you've learned different ways and techniques that work for you, work for these types of problems, and you've also learned what doesn't work. However, that could be an issue right there. I haven't gone through all those problems and all these. I've definitely gone through trials and, you know, problem solving. I do that at work every day. But I haven't gone through near as much.
Are you saying you don't have any preconceived ideas on the way a council should be?
Exactly. And I will guarantee you this. If I don't agree with something, you hear it. Especially if I'm there, if I'm invested in something, if I'm passionate about something, and I don't agree with something, I let you know, and the reason is because I want to understand why are we doing it this way, how long have we done it this way? If we've done something the same way for 30 years, okay, that doesn't make much sense to me, because 30 years ago, we don't have the technology, we didn't even have the knowledge of what we do now as what we did then. So if things haven't changed in 30 years, that's a problem to me. But I enjoy learning, I enjoy new experiences, and I enjoy making an impact where I'm at. Wherever I'm at, I try to leave some. It's just like when your mom tells you, you know, when you go somewhere, leave it better than when you got it. Mm-hmm. So I try to do the same thing. At Lander, I was part of SIFE in Actus, which continues to be. I'm fairly certain I've been away from campus for 2 years. I'm pretty sure it's still a thriving organization on campus, helping local businesses. At Eaton, I have done quite a few different projects just to make things better, to process improvements, getting things up to this technological age, we could call it. But I enjoy making change.
Well, do you think county council is kind of backwards then? I'm asking the questions. You know, people are wondering as they're sitting here.
So for all the listeners,
yes,
I want you to ask yourself this question, because I've asked myself this question. County Council is there to represent you, to represent your community, and in this case, I'll be representing District 6. Are they representing you? And how do you know? If you're not involved, if you are not attending meetings, if you're not reading the decisions that they've made in any of the newspapers around here or online, how do you know that they're making the best decisions for you? Are they making decisions that, you know, impact, let's say, 5% of Greenwood's population? They could be. I don't know. Do you feel free, if someone knows, please feel free to call in or comment, because or are they thinking about Greenwood as a whole? But then also ask yourself, why don't I know? Is it because my county council member has not reached out to me or has not made any effort? Does my county council member have a Facebook page to keep me updated on things? Most people have Facebook pages. It's a free way to advertise. It's a free way to communicate. There are so many things that we could be doing to engage the community that we are not doing. If we are doing it, then it's hard to find. Very hard to find. I haven't been able to find it yet.
So I guess in answer to that question, we would have to say they're
backwards.
Kind of archaic. I guess you could say that. Yes. All right. We are here with Craig Crawley. He is a young whippersnapper that was running for District 6 here. What is District 6?
Just the way I tell people, it's so if you think about Taco Bell, the only Taco Bell we have here in Greenwood, and if you go all the way back to Deadfall Road, mm-hmm. you're going to make a left. When you get to the Christmas Tree Farm, you're going to go
Davenport's,
back.
Yep.
You're going to go back to Northside Drive, and then you're going to head all the way to the Abbeville County line.
It's a pretty good sized district.
It's
then.
A fairly large district. Yeah. So there's Hunters Creek subdivision is in there. You have Laurel Ridge. You have Regency Apartments. There's quite a few different little subdivisions. Especially back behind the Walmart area, and then also right off Northside Drive.
That's a pretty good size. Do you know how many people are in the district?
I do not.
I was just curious how many people are in the district. Hey, I tell you what, we are talking with Craig Crawley right here. He is running for District 6, in all fairness to him. He's got a lot of ideas. We're going to be talking about more of those ideas as the show goes on. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here this afternoon. We are with Craig Crawley. He is running for District 6 right here in Greenwood County. He is from Anderson. He graduated from Lander. He got a bachelor's degree in business administration. He works at Eaton as an analyst. He's going to get his MBA, so he's working on that online. He's a pretty busy guy, but yet he decided to get involved in local politics. You know, they always say that politics is local, that's where things happen, is on the local level. It's not so much in a county in the state or in the country. It is on the local level. But I'm getting the feeling from you, Craig, that you don't see that happening, that people are engaged and things are happening on the local level.
Yeah, I'd agree with that statement. It goes back to how I had mentioned earlier, to think back, if your county council is representing you, and
what would you like to see as a county council? If you are on county council and you're representing all these people, what are you seeing that people that you think is not being addressed in our community?
We are driving growth. That is true. You can see that. You can drive around and there are new businesses popping up, which is a good thing. Now, are we doing the right thing as a community? Because we are getting new manufacturing in Greenwood. So I've heard that the individuals that are, working on this, this manufacturing facility, do you think the construction crews are most likely not local? They're brought in, which, it makes sense, it's just bidding and,
sure.
Okay. But would it not make sense for those individuals to stay in the town that they're working?
It's just the individuals, you mean the people that are working the jobs?
Not the jobs, but the construction.
For the construction?
Yeah.
You would think?
You would think. Well, it could be. It might not be. We'd have to reach out to hotel owners. Say, hey, what kind of customers are you seeing? Are you seeing all these construction crews or road crews from the outside?
Well, that's how I find out what's going on in this community.
Exactly.
That's right. You find out from the hotels and the restaurants.
You reach out
eating.
To people.
Well, you find out who's eating and working and the jobs they're doing.
Exactly.
So I do think they are doing that. But to one of your points in reading over your ideas here, I did see that you thought that more people should be employed in our local area that are from Greenwood and live in Greenwood. There should be more people employed rather than bringing people from outside the area.
Exactly. Now, from a senior leadership standpoint from an organization, you're typically going to bring those in because you want experience from your organization to run wherever you're at. Now, as far as your labor, your assembly, your workforce, or your professionals, such as accounting or engineering, things of that nature, we have an engineering school. Piedmont Tech has an engineering program. They have a business program. Lander, although not an engineering, they do have pre-engineering, but they have a business school. It's a very highly accredited business school. We should be pushing these companies, because all companies negotiate with county government before they decide to purchase or rent or lease or anything to get the best breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to negotiate. We should be saying X amount of your workforce needs to be coming from our immediate area. Our immediate area has high unemployment. We need to be pushing to have opportunities available for the individuals that are here. Now, you could say, well, those students are going to be leaving. They're going back home or wherever they're from. Okay, that's true. That's true to a degree. But if you reach out to these individuals before they graduate and give them a reason to stay here, especially in this market, in this economy, yes, people say the economy is getting better, but finding jobs is still difficult. Finding careers is even more difficult. If you give them a reason, someone's more likely to stay here, you know, feel invested, feel wanted, and feel connected to the community. If you find the connection and the passion, then you've hooked an individual. You have them.
So are you saying that we should reach out to the students more in these schools?
We should reach out to students, definitely, without a doubt. It's just like how we have the they have the job thing at the mall, the South Carolina Career
Workforce.
South Carolina Workforce does the job fair at the mall. But it should also be on the opposite end where we're, you know, all right, we're going to give you a tax break since we're already giving tax breaks. Put some requirements in the contract, in the negotiations, which happens all the time. Hey, you've got to have 50% of your workforce has to come from here. If you can't get 50%, then you let us know why, and then we'll figure out if that's an appropriate response, and then we can determine it from there.
Have you heard though? I mean, just for the record, Craig, that it's very difficult to land a company. Because it is so competitive out here. Whether you're in North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, it's very difficult to get companies to commit.
Hey, very true. Very true. And you're always going to be competing.
Right.
Always going to be competing with other counties or states in that or countries in that matter. We just have to sell Greenwood. You know,
Do we have the tools to sell it? You know, one of the things that's up right now is they're working on the penny sales tax. The penny sales tax, some of the things that are in the penny sales tax, which I don't know if we've actually come up with the exact order, but adding that penny sales tax to every dollar is a way that they have come up with to grow the community and get the things that people feel are necessary. One of those is to build a center out there at Piedmont Tech for manufacturing, to have some of the whooper duper machines and whatnot to learn on. Also, the Partnership Alliance wants a building that they can build out at the industrial park to have a shovel-ready facility to be able to tempt a company to come here. What do you feel about those type of things? What do you feel about having a penny sales tax to fund all these different things? And there's really quite a list of things.
Definitely. I think it's a good thing. I believe investing in the future is a great thing. Investing in the present is a bad thing. We are investing in the future with that. Now, there's all...
But is that tax and spend?
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like tax and spend to me.
Here's what you can do with that.
Okay.
When you're investing in your community,
yep,
you can use that as a selling point to bring in companies.
Sure.
Hey, we have a state-of-the-art facility, brand new, going to be training X amount of students every year, semester, whatever. Guarantee you, other communities are not going to have that because everyone's not going to be investing. It's just not, that doesn't even make sense. Everyone wouldn't be investing in the same thing. But you can also take the opposite approach to that. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, let's say we have company A is looking at Greenwood and they're manufacturing. We'll be like, okay, we'll give you a tax break. We're not going to require you to hire, you know, X amount of employees from this area, but we want you to sponsor this thing over at Piedmont Tech. We want you to make sure that you have a great workforce forever in this community.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sponsor this. We'll go to a joint effort. Let's split the cost. There are tons of different ideas. Someone's going to say, yeah, you're oversimplifying that, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm reading a book right now for one of my classes. It's called Unstuck. It's by Keith Yamashita. I believe that's his last name. And he's a consultant. He works with top-level executives, basically getting their organization unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a problem and you can't figure it out, you're basically overcomplicating it, which is very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take a step back. What is your ultimate goal here? And how are you going to get it done? Come up with different options, and it's amazing. There's a book written about that that says those few things, but there's hundreds of pages in this book. But that just goes to show you how complicated we as humans, as people, make things, unfortunately.
So you're saying that possibly instead of using a penny sales tax, maybe you get a company to sponsor the building and get and this type of thing.
And I wonder if we've reached out to that.
I don't know, because the penny sales tax is really a pretty easy thing to do. I mean, we just charge everybody a penny
every time they buy something. Hey, and let's find ways not to charge our own community members to make things happen.
Exactly. That might be an idea.
There are tons of options. Not all of them are possible. Very true. Not all of them are possible. But you still need to go through the exercise. All right, let's get our top few options here and go through them, and let's figure it out. What's best for us? It might be the penny tax. We might not can find an individual or a company to provide this sponsorship, even a 50-50 split. But if we haven't gone down that route, then I'm not really sure how we can say that this is the best option if we haven't looked at multiple options. It's kind of like
goes, if you don't ask, you won't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, we're here with Craig Crawley. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. This is getting interesting, folks. How about contribute if you'd like to? 229-7984. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I'm right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. I am talking to Craig Crawley. He is running for District 6 Greenwood County Council. The election, in case you didn't know, not the election, the primary election coming up June 14th. If you are living in District 6, you have two people to vote for. One is Robbie Templeton. The other is Craig Crawley. So I hope you're listening, and we will post this just as soon as it is put together. We will have it on WCRS 1450AM.net. But Craig, as a young person, as a millennial that you are, what do you...
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing. It's a topic that I talk about quite a bit. But what do you think is, what is the function of government? What should government be being concerned about? Because it seems on the federal level, we definitely have gotten into a lot of things that aren't really government functions. In Greenwood County, what do you think are the core functions that they should be being concerned about? What are the things that falls into what you would be concerned about? What do you think?
Someone's going to say you're oversimplifying this, Craig, but a government, Greenwood County government, mm-hmm. is here for two reasons. You can sum them all up in two reasons. The people.
Okay.
Actually, you can sum it up all in one, the community.
Okay.
Now, in that community, you've got people, you've got businesses, you've got organizations, you've got education. Everything falls under community.
Right.
But that's their main purpose. It's to serve the people, whether it's through fire or EMS or police, education. Granted, education is more at a state level, because this Department of Education.
Well, we pay a lot of taxes for that.
You do pay a lot of taxes for that.
That's right.
But there's not much that a county council can govern for schools.
Right.
But they're here to work for the people.
But are there core functions that they should be concerned about, or is everything up for grabs? I guess that might be my question. Now, I do have to say, I believe you are a Republican. I believe you are relatively conservative in your thinking.
Yes, for the most part. Fairly conservative.
Fairly conservative, okay.
I wouldn't say I'm an extremist by any means, but...
You're not an extremist, okay.
Hopefully not.
Okay. But what do you, but so with those boundaries, what do you think that government should? I think one of the things that's up for the penny sales tax is the having a proper fire district so that all people in the county, not just the city, but in the county, are covered so that they can have fire service. And if we need a pumper truck or something like this, then these are things that are needed.
I agree with you 100%. Okay. If my house is on fire, I don't care where I live. I want help.
Right.
I want a fire truck.
Sure.
And firefighters to be there, which is very, very valid point. Volunteer organizations don't get the funding that, and I'm not saying our city or our county fire departments get that much funding by any means.
Well, one of the things that is under consideration is the fact that we do something for our volunteers because they don't get much of nothing as volunteers, and it's getting harder and harder to get people to volunteer.
Exactly. And they're risking their life when they go into
yes,
it. I
they
mean,
are.
They're risking their life to save yours.
Exactly.
And they do it for free, for nothing. They do it I don't want to say they enjoy it because that's not what I mean, but...
Well, I think they do passionate it because they are, and they also would hope that if their house was on fire
someone
or something,
would do it for
somebody
them.
Would be it for them.
Yep.
But other things that are concerning the government, things that we need, we definitely need to have a police and sheriff's department. We need to have, what other things do you think are needed? What things would you like to see county council really address? What about the lake? What about the lake? There's a good issue for you. We've got a lake master plan.
Yeah. We have a lake master plan. The only part of the plan that I've seen or read through, I guess you could call it phase one or phase A, the first phase, I saw they were going to be putting lights on bridges.
Yep.
And lights on the side of the bridges.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's a safety issue.
That's a safety issue. We are truly untapped with that lake.
Okay.
It's not a huge lake. It's not a small lake either, though.
It's a good size lake.
It's a nice medium sized lake. There are multiple things that could be done to bring in people, visitors, to this area on that lake. Now, with its current state, you know, it might not be, you know, we'll call it as pretty as some other lakes. But let's think about a fishing tournament.
You have to
find ways to make money,
mm-hmm.
especially when you have budget issues. When you have wants, then you need to make sure all of your needs are covered first off. Now you say there's tons of fishing tournaments.
Mm-hmm. There are bass
do
tournaments.
Now this is not a county, you know. It's partly county responsibility when we're promoting a natural resource. Lake Greenwood is a
natural resource, sure.
We need to promote that much better. I'm familiar with Anderson. Lake Hartwell in Anderson. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, the national bass fishing tournament there. It's on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You hear about it on the radio, you see about it on TV, you see all these different promotions. Ironically, you see it on Facebook. I have never seen an advertisement for a fishing tournament on Lake Greenwood on Facebook.
It's private.
It might be.
Hey, it might
it's
be.
Invite only.
It might be only. But, you know, I think the lake plan is something that they really want. We have great quality water here. That is another plus. So those are some of the things. But do you think as far as industries coming into this area, do you think that the industries we have coming in are industries that can work with the workforce that we have now? Or is our workforce out of whack, out of the technology? And is that one of the issues that really needs to be worked on?
If I was on county council right now, the way to address this or figure out the solution or mm-hmm. how I would go about it, I would reach out to, I'm not going to say small business owners or local businesses. I'm going to reach out to large organizations in our area. So, you know, Fuji, mm-hmm. Eaton, mm-hmm. Colgate.
Right.
You know, they're slowly adding more and more workers to their facility. The larger organizations and say, what's wrong? What is it? You know, is it, what is it? Is it a work ethic? Mm-hmm. Is it lack of technical skills? Lack of communication skills? What's the issue? What do you see? Why can't you hire employees from Greenwood? And then you'd have to, depending on what the answer is, you know, if you try to solve the problem without knowing the problem, you might make the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. So I can't say if they've reached out to, not business owners, but organizations. Mm-hmm. They might have, and they might know that. They're just not sharing that, you know, publicly, or easy to find. Mm-hmm. So you have to reach out to individuals that know the problem, that are experiencing the problem, to be able to help solve the problem.
By the way, have you reached out to Robbie Templeton?
I have not reached out to him. I have. I'm just like everyone does, I'm sure. You know, Snoop on Facebook or Twitter. You know, not Snoop. We're just looking, you know, browsing and seeing what's going on.
Okay.
You know, based on what I can see, he's a great person. He's mm-hmm. he's very involved in the community. Coaches something at Greenwood High School, I believe, based mm-hmm. off what you see. And that's awesome. That's awesome.
Okay.
Nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong with Robbie Templeton. He's a great guy. I don't know him personally, but
sure.
He seems to be a great guy. But it comes to a point, which is why I'm running right now. I don't want someone to feel comfortable. When you feel comfortable, you stop innovating. You stop providing great leadership. You stop being the reason why you got there in the first place. Because no one's going to do this for fun. Go out there and, you know, have to make these large, impactful decisions just because they like enjoy making big decisions. They're going to do it because they want to leave an impact in the community. They want to help their community grow mm-hmm. because they have a personal connection to it and they're passionate about it.
Sure.
And you can easily lose that passion if you get comfortable. You can lose what made you great.
Do you think we should have term limits?
Definitely.
Definitely?
Definitely, yes. I believe our term lengths are great. 4 years. I know some places do use 2-year terms, but that doesn't allow you.
I think a 2-year term
is too short.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't know it.
Congress suffers from that all the time. Running every 2 years just doesn't give them time to get anything done.
When you're
done.
In there, you figured it out, and then boom, you've got to start running again.
Exactly.
So you can't focus 100% on what you need to be focusing on. 2 years. It's just like a presidential election. I think that would be a great, however...
You mean 2 terms, maybe?
2 terms.
2 4-year terms.
Two full 4-year terms. And then there should be a required break, at least 1 term. Now, unlike the president, you should be able to go back in. If
the people want you back.
If the people want you back in, but you should give the people other options. Just to bring in new ideas. Someone could have tremendously great ideas mm-hmm. and never get their ideas heard because they don't have signs on the side of the road. They don't have political funding. They don't have the means or the resources necessary.
Are you talking about yourself, Craig? Because I know you're not putting any signs out because you figure that's a waste.
That's, yes. I just want to show that I can come up with new ideas to get the same thing done. I'm running a campaign. I've had multiple interviews. I'm doing events. I'm here talking to you. And
right.
Hopefully there's a lot of people listening to me
Absolutely
right now.
Absolutely there are, yeah.
And I'm doing this without spending more than necessary. We call it call saves, you know. Call saves and...
Are you talking to people in your district?
I hope so.
I mean, are you knocking on doors or are you going out to... How many pairs of shoes have you worn out?
Unlike my wife, I don't have too many pairs of shoes. I originally, when I first signed up to be on the ballot and start this campaign, that was so late March. I had planned in early May, all throughout May and part of June, until the primary, to go door to door. I looked at election statistics from our most recent election, and So I looked in 2012's election, and we had a 10% turnout rate. So I made the decision that 90% of my time would be wasted, because that's just a decision that I made. I think it kind of proves that, you know, you can make decisions. Sometimes decisions, we'll find out if it was the right decision.
Yeah, we will find out if it's the right decision. Do you, if elected to this office, how would you communicate with the constituents that are in your district, but you don't really know them personally, but how would you get the information? How would you communicate with them?
When I get elected, it'll be on the opposite spectrum at that point. Here, okay. I have a month and a half.
Okay.
It's not feasible to go everywhere in a month and a half. First off, I personally, for my position, would create a Facebook page. If the county council wants to do that, hey, that's great, but I'm going to make the first step. Now you can say, hey, they're not interested. Okay, well, make them interested. That's your job. Get your people connected, get your community connected, and get your community involved. So first would be the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I would also, at that point, do more neighborhood, we'll call them neighborhood scoutings, or outings. Outings probably a better word. And reach out to different, you know, organizations that I probably... Well, I haven't had an opportunity to go to at this point, but just go to different events and get it out there and say, hey, get involved. You know, just put it on your Facebook so you're seeing things. As long as there's no legal issues, I don't think there's any legal issues with this because other communities do this. We should be showing our meetings. There should be broadcasted somewhere. If it's not live, and I don't understand why we couldn't do live, just like you, I'm pretty sure you record your things,
absolutely.
And you're going to put them on the web, aren't you?
Yep, we are.
And anyone can view them, because sometimes you can't view something during certain times.
Sure.
Okay, well, here's an opportunity for you to view it anytime you want. It could be bedtime stories, if you want. If you want to go to sleep, too, listening to politics. But it's making the effort. And effort goes a long way.
So you're saying that if you are elected, you will be involved in your different communities. I don't know how active they are now. I know at one point our community watch programs were very, neighborhood watches were very active. But you're saying that you would make an effort to try to involve your constituents.
Exactly, 100%. You're 100% right, yes.
Okay. All right. And as you look forward on this, you've got a little over 14 days here to make an impact. Any other things, any other events or whatever you're going to be doing?
I'm doing a few events it's the first full week of June. It's some chamber event. I just remember
That's
getting
a meet
the invite.
And greet, 8:30 to 9:30.
Yep, a meet and greet with the chamber. excuse me.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's a big way to connect with the voters.
Politicians.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But right now, I do not have any other events planned. So if you want me, hey, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. I'll be glad to.
Can people pick up the phone and call you, Craig?
You sure can.
What's your phone number?
My phone number, we'll put it on. I'll add it to the comment section of this video as well. But it's 864-634.
Okay.
4235. Now, I would appreciate not too late of calls, understandable, but, you know, feel free to text anytime or call, just, you know.
And you do have a Facebook page?
Do have a Facebook. I have a personal. You're welcome to connect with me on my personal Facebook. It's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Crawley, C-R-A-W-L-E-Y. And then I also have a campaign Facebook page, Craig Crawley for Greenwood County Council District 6. So please feel free to reach out to me. If you have questions, if you want to know how I feel about something, just reach out to me. Let me know, because those are the issues that I feel are important, because they're coming from you and you are the community. So.
Okay. All right. Well, any other issues you would like to talk about? We've got, in fact, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you talk to the folks right now and tell them why you're running and what you hope to accomplish here. The floor is yours.
Well, I'm running to this kind of sounds cliche. It sounds like Donald Trump, make America great again. Make Greenwood an even better place.
Okay.
We need to make it not only a better place for visitors, but our core focus, what we should be focusing on, is making it a better community for our residents. I mean, they're here. They love Greenwood. Most of the people that live in Greenwood live here because they want to. They enjoy it. My wife and I enjoy Greenwood. Everyone that I work with, I mean, I work with individuals that have moved into here from other places. And they want to retire here in Greenwood because they love it so much. You're close to the mountains. You're close to the beach. It's not too cold here in the winter. It's not too crazy hot in the summer. You get to experience all the seasons. But, I mean, that should be our main focus, taking care of our community. And we should be driving growth. There's nothing wrong with growth. If you don't have growth, then you will become a ghost town. I mean, that's a fact. Mm-hmm. If you don't grow, it's just like a person. You're not the same person that you were 20 years ago. I'm definitely not. But at the same time, we also should figure out, who are we? Who do we want to become? And that takes a community effort to figure out. We're not Atlanta. We're not Columbia. We're not Charlotte. But we're not a small town either. We're a very great-sized town. We need to make sure that we are making decisions that will allow for us to continue to be a small, rural, South Carolina town that people love visiting, people love living in, and people just love in general.
All right, you're listening to WCRS. Craig, I guess you'd like to tell people to vote for you, wouldn't you?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
I'd appreciate your vote. I really would. Like I said, if you have questions, just reach out to me.
All right, that's Craig Crawley for District 6 right here in Greenwood County. The primary election, and by the way, the person that wins the primary will be the person that will be elected to that office. There are only two on the ballot, and they are both Republicans. Craig Crawley is one of those. Hey, thanks for tuning in this afternoon. You are listening to WCRS, and Gracie is ready for her treat. This is WCRS. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.